she's for freedom.
I can't handle this.
When freedom brings,
answer the call.
On your feet,
stand up tall.
Freedom's on our shoulders.
USA!
Enemies of freedom, face the music.
Come on, boys, take them down.
President Donald Trump knows how to make America great. Deal from strength or get crushed every time.
Craig, you know what's great? Your segment, Trump Pinion, actually has theme music by the Trumpeteers.
You're right. This actually is a full-on segment
already. Yeah, I think that it's all done.
We got to get Donald's Trumpinion.
Oh, we didn't. Well, he shares his Trumpinion all the time. Carm, we bled over into your segment, Carm. We didn't have our regular music for you. Hi, Mark Carmen. How are you doing?
Hi, Patty. That's okay. You can play all the Trump propaganda. We can all vomit together, if I may.
No, please don't say that word. We had a bit of a situation in the studio. Carm, you've been in the Allstate Showcase studio, and you know, like, people come in, they've got drinks, they've got different kinds of food comes in and out of the studio. And
that only happens at your show, Patty, but go ahead.
Oh, yeah, the 3.5 bears never do that at all, or the 4 bears, the bears that hang out with Carm. And there's no breakfast food coming into the Allstate Showcase studio during Cochran's show. And I know, you know, Rokan never has anything coming in, like, not even like any, like a cocktail or anything with on a wagon.
I stand corrected.
Definitely not on Fridays. I've seen nothing on Friday.
And here's the thing, like, Justin Kaufman has definitely taken it down a notch from where Pete McMurray. Remember, Pete McMurray would have like trays of wings. And I mean, there was so much food. What I'm saying is, and also, look, people come in with their coffee cups, with their cream in it and stuff, and people don't always dump that out and then put it in a garbage can. They put it in with fully loaded, and I don't know what was in the bottom of this garbage can, and I'm sure that people in the studio over the course of the last couple days thought that there was something going on with the smell, but I finally pulled these plastic bags out, and there was a layer down there that was just a combination of a lot. See, there it is again. I can't. It was so vile, Carm. Craig just heard a lot of screaming from the studio. But yeah, could everyone, just as a general note to everyone everywhere, if there's something left in your cup or your container and you know that people are going to be sitting in close proximity to it, like if it's under their desk, you know, find a different way to dispose of that.
Yeah, let's make this kind of PSA for anyone in any sort of office space.
Yes.
A trash can is not a sink.
No.
You're not pouring stuff out in a trash can.
Pour the liquid out and then the solids go in the garbage.
Yes.
Let's assign blame. Who do we think it was? Let's call them out right now.
No, what I'm saying is I think it was stuff that had come out and around the plastic bag. These are very thin bags that they line. Because it's intended for paper. It's intended for the sort of waste that we use in the studio.
I like Mark's suggestion to assign blame, and I'm going to go outside the box here.
Yes.
Dave Ennett, who's very clean. I bet he's the one who did it.
Dave Ennett. Yeah, I smelled some kale in that stuff. It was a collection, I think, of everybody's juice. It was a people's too. It was a collaborative effort. I think that a lot of people are throwing things away that made it its way through the.
If that doesn't make out of context for Nick's show, collection of everybody's juice.
I'm telling you right now, it was Frank Fontana.
Oh, see, and Frank gets snacks sometimes. He gets some people that bring some food in. Anyway, so that's what I was alluding to earlier. But anyway, Carm, what lifted me right back up, even though I got a little bit, I had a little bit of a yip in my throat, was remembering that the Blackhawks have won 12 in a row.
Is this not unbelievable?
Honestly. And I feel like it's like, sneaking up. Like every game, you're like, oh yeah, they won another one. It's almost like it's expected all of a sudden now. First, Patrick Kane has how many games in a row?
He scored his 30th goal this season, which matches a career high. And by the way, they've only played 49 games. So that would leave 33 more games to play, and he's already matched his career high, which is crazy. Congratulations, Patrick Kane. And, I mean, let's not stop there. I mean, Corey Crawford, yet another win tonight, 27-10-2 on the season, 38 saves. I mean, the Blackhawks are – I mean, and for Crawford, by the way, it's his 9th win in a row, which is a career best. I mean, this is crazy what's going on, really. I mean, everybody thought the Hawks were, you know, after they reassembled their roster, which they had to do because of the salary cap, nobody expected 12 consecutive wins and a franchise record and 30 goals for Kane and the goalie's out of his mind. It's and by the way, Nashville is pretty good team, too, that they beat tonight on the road. It's impressive.
It's, by the way, it's as much as I love Nashville as a city, it is fun to beat the Predators. It just is.
No doubt. And have you been to the Ryman Theater down in Nashville?
I have not. Have I been to the Ryman? No, I have not.
It's quite a good time, Patty. I did it back in the day when we drove 8 hours to Nashville to see Mark Knopfler of Dire Straits fame. We stopped in French Lick, Indiana on the way to see the home of Larry Bird. Mm-hmm. I know you impress all the, this is very impressive to you.
I know that isn't there the Basketball Hall of Fame, like not the basketball, but the College Basketball Hall of Fame in Central Indiana as well?
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. I have to double check. Hang on a second there.
I know I stayed at a motel nearby, some sort of Basketball Hall of Fame in Indiana.
Okay. Well, there might be a high school thing. I think the College Basketball Hall of Fame is in Kansas City, where I once worked, by the way.
Yeah. Now I have to Google it. Googling with Mark Carmen. See what I do to my guests? I make them look things up while they're in the middle of talking to me.
Well, I mean, that's why you just got to be ready for Patty Vasquez. Kansas City, Missouri, Christmas. That's correct. I was there. Thank you very much.
So what Basketball Hall of Fame is in Indiana?
The Patty Vasquez Basketball Hall of Fame is in Indiana. It's the most important Hall of Fame there is.
At any rate, go on. Maybe it's
there's an Indiana Basketball Hall of Fame.
They have just for the state of Indiana.
Just for Indiana stuff.
What state is that?
that is in Indiana, surprisingly.
And what city does it reside?
Newcastle.
Newcastle.
Yeah.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. See, close by.
Close by. Ish. Yeah. I'm pretty sure I stayed near there. I was all worried about whether or not there would be any rooms available because of everyone flooding to Newcastle to see the Indiana Basketball Hall of Fame. But they got a lot of basketball players out of Indiana. Including Larry Bird, apparently.
Well, Jimmy Chitwood, Hickory, the whole deal. I mean, come on.
All right.
It was a great film, right? You loved it.
Which movie is it? The Hoosiers?
You never saw Hoosiers?
Of course, I saw Hoosiers. I just don't remember any of it. Except for Dennis Hopper plays a drunk. Yes?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that is correct.
And Gene Hackman, kind of a
Gene Hackman
coach.
Was the angry, fiery, yet very highly moral coach, mm-hmm. all at the same time, and you had a Jimmy Chitwood who never missed a jump shot in his life, and you had Shooter, who you already mentioned, and Hopper. Patty.
It's just a collection of underdogs that took it all the way to the top.
Yeah, baby.
Is that on the poster? Was that on the poster? I don't know. Where would you put Remember the Titans in relation to the Hoosiers?
Not as high, but I'm more of a...
Yeah, but remember the Titans has Denzel.
It does.
Yeah.
All right, then.
It does. It's not, but as far as Denzel movies go, Remember the Titans way down the list. I'd way much rather go with an old school Glory.
Ooh, whoa, you're going way back. You're going to his Academy Award winning performance.
That was a phenomenal performance. Underrated, vastly underrated. I mean, you could go...
Andre Brower, Morgan Freeman... I'm just saying, there's a lot of other actors. Morgan Freeman, I think, was great in that movie as well.
He was. Yes. He absolutely was. So was Matthew Broderick. Deserves props for his performance there.
Carrie always, how do we go from the Hoosiers to Glory? We're just going to go.
I have no idea.
I'm impressed.
It feels so right.
It does. It really does feel all right. Carm, before we take a break here, why are you getting up so early in the morning? And I should let you go to bed soon.
I'm just trying to make myself a better Mark Carmen, mm-hmm. and we're going to do some. I'm up at 5 o'clock the rest of the week here, Patty. I'm getting involved with trying to be the best Mark Carmen I can be. So I've committed to this sort of a week of intensive training, if you will.
Okay, so I'll be doing the stairs tomorrow. Craig, Carm, can I? Stair climbing?
We're rocking in at noon.
Yes.
And then I made a commitment today to, live a dream with you that is very exciting. And I'm expecting big things out of you, Patty.
Oh, my gosh. Let's tease people about that. I totally forgot about that. I didn't forget about this. I've just put it out of my mind because it sounds a little bit daunting. Let's find out what Carm and I are going to be up to at the end of February going into March. We can't tell a lot. I have to fill out my paperwork. More after this on 720 WGN. I'll do it during the break. You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio. Joining me on the line is our very own Mark Carman. Hey, Carm, have you filled out your Educator's Workshop Guide packet?
I did fill them out. I haven't done the scan and email in, but that is the number one thing on the to-do list tomorrow, Patty.
So what we are what we're hinting at is a kind of a exciting adventure that Carm and I are going on later on in February. We are headed to San Diego. Are we? Well, how much can we tell people? I don't know.
I have no idea, and I don't know what we're doing at all.
What do you mean you don't know what we're doing at all?
Well, I originally got the text today about would I like to spend some time in San Diego with Patty Vasquez and try to become a Marine.
Mm-hmm.
I assumed that we were going to like be in legit boot camp, but then like reading up on the website, it seems like we're just going to be sort of more observing the Marines, and which is great too. But I really kind of wanted to get in the trenches with you and become. You know, I want mud and
well, we're going to be doing
logs.
Well on Thursday. You know. We'll be going to Camp Pendleton and we'll be doing weapons training, hands-on leadership exercises, the rifle range, and those are some of the just a few of the things that we'll be doing.
I mean, I'm hoping that we leave out of there bruised, injured, battered, and in better shape. That's what I'm rooting for.
Yeah, I don't see a lot of like really hardcore, like no big tire flipping and climbing walls. You know, no, we're not going to have a big moment of like, I got nowhere else to go. I don't have any of that.
Yeah, no, we're going to be more like seeing what they do. So it's like we're going to like have a glass of wine and just kind of watch the Marines, which is cool, too.
Yes, I think there are pictures of people who look like they're crawling around on the grass and running the track. But maybe that's the people that are actually training and not us.
Yeah, but the people that they show in those pictures, though, they don't look like they're in the best physical shape.
Well, it's also, I think you and I are kind of like, can we just bring our own fatigues? Do we have to wear, like, culottes? Looks like some of them are wearing capris.
Yeah, no, I mean, I want the full treatment. Let's go full on, officer and gentleman. I want to drop me in water and, like, see if I could flip out of there.
Craig and I are going to be going to the Army-Navy surplus to get our own equipment. We're going to show up. We'll be the only ones.
I think you guys should get some hot pink camo.
Oh no! I'm not.
That
okay.
way you can stand
okay
out.
I'm not okay with that. Well, no, we're going to stand out if we totally geek out and get all the gear. We'll already stand out plenty because it looks like some of the other folks have like fluorescent green hoodies. You know, like exactly.
You don't want to stand out during this, right? You want to blend.
I don't know what we want to do. I think we want to take it seriously and pay attention to the Marines.
Right, take it seriously, but you don't want to get yelled at too much, so you just kind of blend.
No, I don't want to get yelled at.
Right.
I did the Craig and Carm and everybody else. I did do the FBI Citizens Academy, and it was mostly classroom stuff. We learned about all the different branches of the Federal Bureau of Investigations, how they recruit, how they train. We did do firearms training. We did some wall climbing. But mostly it was classroom educational stuff for several weeks. And actually, I went to Quantico. I went to Washington D.C. and toured the FBI building there. So it was cool.
We got a quick question from the 312 for Mark about tennis. Mark, what do you think about Rafael Nadal losing last night in the first round of the Australian Open? Is he done? Is it over? What are your thoughts?
No. It absolutely is not over. I watched the highlights of the match. I did not see it live, but I watched the highlights. And Fernando Verdasco was out of his mind. He played as good a match as he could possibly play. And these things, I mean, no. The answer is no. And Nadal does have a little bit of a problem with his forehand, as we do nerd out, thank you, on tennis. It's got to be he's got to hit it with more force, and I think he will. But I'm telling you right now, Rafael Nadal will bounce back big in the French Open.
I've got a quick question for you, Carmi.
Hey, Rob Artier.
The BBC reporting match fixing.
Yes, I was wondering about that. Mm-hmm.
What's going on there?
What up with that?
Well, I'm like Roger Federer and I'm like Novak Djokovic. Rob, show me the names. Tell me who's doing what, because nobody's coming forth with any names.
Most of them at this point, the names that have been kicked around are kind of mid-level to low-level players, but it's still somewhat disturbing, though.
Well, Novak Djokovic said he was offered $200,000 back in 2007 to throw a match, of which he declined. So, listen, I'm not saying it's not going on. I'm sure it is, but to say that like Grand Slam matches were paid off, I just don't believe that. I really don't. Why would anybody who's playing for $2 million throw a match? It wouldn't make any sense. But is it happening in low-level tournaments? Wouldn't surprise me.
Carm, we have to run. I apologize that we didn't get to cover a lot more sports with you, but you have to get some rest because you're getting up in a few hours. Plus, you're doing some stair climb with me at noon, so get your rest on.
Patty, I'm just going to tell you right now, I am a tremendous travel companion. You can have all the arm bars on the plane, whatever you need, I'm there to make it better for you.
That's fine. I appreciate it. It's good to know. We'll find out. You and I will talk tomorrow. We'll work everything out and figure out our travel arrangements.
Okay.
All right, Carm, get some rest.
That's
Mark Carman. You can follow him on Twitter at the Carm. And we'll talk to him again next week. More after this on 720 WGN.